Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 42 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it's kind of a cool morning, but the temperatures are going to be up to 50 degrees today, and then tomorrow, welcome to springtime in Maine. We're going to be experiencing some snow tomorrow up in the mountains, around 7 inches of snow, down here on the coast, around a couple inches of snow. And it's, again, springtime in Maine. Thank you for your understanding. I've been away up in the mountains of Maine preaching the good word of God twice a day in a revival campaign on Monday and Tuesday, and then in a Christian academy yesterday afternoon, and then in a church last night. God met with us in a great and in a mighty way, and we're careful to give him maximum glory for how he encouraged us while we were away. We were privileged by the great God of heaven to stay in a little home. Actually, it's a large home there in Newry, Maine, called The Heights. It sleeps 26. It's way up on top of a mountain overlooking the ski slope. And it was a great time. It was a glorious time. And my wife and I enjoyed our time away, even though it was a ministry vacation, where I was preaching a lot and singing and ministering a lot. Still yet, it was good to get away. But we're back in the saddle again. And here we are at the radio bike on Thursday morning at 6:49 a.m., headed off to Bible class in just a little while to influence the next generation, and then back to work on our home and to prepare and to continue on for the glory of God. Thank you for your prayers, your love, and concern for each of us. If you have a copy of the scriptures today, I would like to invite you to look with me in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 22, where the Bible says, "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." And here we find wonderful words of wisdom from the pen of inspiration that will continue to propel us along in this great journey of life. First of all, let's notice that there is the possibility of living without counsel. The Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Can you imagine that we actually could live without counsel? What is very tragic is that there are people that actually live without counsel. They never seek the godly wisdom of anyone. They kind of are very cavalier in their attitude. They do their own thing. They go their own way. They make their own choices. They never seek the counsel of another individual. And the Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. And we must be of the persuasion today, according to the Word of God, that we're going to be people that seek out counsel. We're going to be people that are looking to seek the wisdom of others so that the purposes that we have in life are not disappointed. You know what I found out through the years? That we seem to always want to talk to someone that we know will agree with us. It might be wise to seek out the counsel of an individual that you know that is going to be truthful with you, that's going to look you in your God-given eyeballs and say, "Hey, I want to share with you the truth. Here's what I want to share, and here's what I think about what you're doing." The Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Think about the awesomeness of this verse. You can be without counsel, but you also can be surrounded by a multitude of counselors. And when you are surrounded by a multitude of counselors, the Bible says your purposes will be established. And may God help us to be individuals that are surrounded by counsel, and may we make the right decisions in life that will cause us to honor and glorify our great King. You've been listening to the Winks with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.